My brother knows the truth as an ex-Anabaptist. Let's talk about the Anabaptist faith. Why are we standing out here? Well, we preach all over America. We don't just come to Anabaptist places. Are you kidding me? The Catholics need it. The evangelicals need it. The Mormons, the world. We go all over the place for free, by the way. We're not in a mammon. We work and labor. I'm retired. My brother works and labors. We don't take people's money. Why are the Anabaptists false? Why are you young people going to lose your souls? Number one, the Anabaptists preach a false gospel. The Anabaptists do not preach Christ crucified and coming out of the world to obey him in all his word and his ways. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything he's commanded. Matthew 28:20. Anabaptists don't do that. Many Anabaptists have a false gospel. They believe in a ransom theory that Jesus paid off Satan. But they don't go and preach Christ crucified. They go and they create other churches where just another false way to make proselytes. Twice the devil they are. That's what Jesus told the Pharisees. So you got the gospel wrong, because if you had changed hearts, we'd be gathered around and talking about the Word of God right now. Not shuffleboard, not bocce ball. And you as old men would already have tested.
There was a bird flying out with a big fish in his claws. I didn't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That guy's talking to that guy, but he won't talk to us.
Sorry about that. If you truly were born again, you would be transformed by the power of God, and you'd want holiness, and you'd already test. Right? That's what you would do. So the gospel's wrong. How about your pagan holidays? Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, Ascension Day, whatever. Man-made traditions at Mark 7 says you worship God in vain. How about no going and preaching Christ crucified? You deny the very call and why he saved us, called us at the cross to go and be his emissary and be his messengers. You don't do that. How about the love of money? Anabaptists love money. I'm broad brushing here, of course. They love money. How do I know this? Every single Anabaptist man I've ever met will talk my leg off about metal roofs, strawberries, produce, and sheds. As soon as I talk about Jesus, you know what I usually get? We can't talk about that in English. We talk about that in German. Oh, they're good with mammon. You love money, Anabaptists. You live like rich people. Look at you out down here in Florida. What does your week cost you? Hundreds on a bus plane, a ticket. Hundreds for hotels. The food down here ain't cheap. The fact that you're supposed to be preaching the gospel, shameful. Pagan holidays, false gospels, not preaching Christ crucified, love of money, naming yourself after a man. This is sin, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians. Go read it. I'm of Paul, I'm of a Cephas, I'm of Apollos. This is sin. Mennonite, named after... What is it for, sir?
I have a YouTube channel. It's called What Is It About You? I just came here to find people that were interesting to talk to, and you guys clearly have something to say.
Interested in what?
I'm interested in finding people that have something to say, people that are interesting to talk to.
Well, yeah, we got something to say.
Jesus Christ, but if you don't want the gospel, then we have nothing to say. We're all about Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yeah, here's what I would tell you. My brother gave you his gospel card. I have one too. We both have websites. We teach the same thing. Here's what I would tell you. We're here to preach the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, to call people out of the world to repentance and out of the church systems, and to be born again by the Spirit of God and walk in holiness and obedience. And the Bible says you must endure to the end. The Anabaptists, the Catholics, the Evangelicals, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, we don't belong to any group. They all practice man-made traditions that Jesus said makes your worship in vain in Mark 7. That's what we're all about. The shed blood of Jesus. We travel the country, support ourselves, preach the gospel. Don'tperish.com, followgospel.com is our websites. We both teach the same things. And we call people to salvation. That's what we'd want to share with you today.
Why would you come, and this is, I'm not trying to be a snarky person.
Yeah, you can ask a question.
Why would you come here to preach what you're preaching as opposed to going where maybe there's people that are more likely to be non-Christians?
Here, I can answer that. I was just at the farmer's market downtown, full of worldly people that need it. My brother was just at the...
Venice Farmer's Market
this morning. Long before that, we were at a candlelight church service, and before that, we were at other worldly events. Go look at our websites, you'll see. We go in the world, we go to church places. But see, here's the thing. Jesus and Paul went to the synagogues and called out the Pharisees. This is the Pharisees of today. And so it's loving to come and call the truth out, because you understand something, sir. Half a truth is not the full truth of the gospel. Did you know that? So if they're not teaching you the truth, you're still lost like the guy in the gutter. So and last thing I would tell you about that is the fire of God is going to be hotter for the religious hypocrites than it is for the guy in the gutter. I can prove it. Go read the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee says, oh, I pay tithes and I do all of this good stuff. I thank God I'm not like that guy in the gutter. And the guy in the gutter beats his breast, the Bible says, and he says, God have mercy on me, I'm a sinner. And my master Jesus said, that man in the gutter will find justification before that religious hypocrite. So the fire for these Anabaptists, Catholics, Lutherans is going to be very hot lest they repent.
So you think it actually makes sense to target other people that also believe in Christ, but believe
Jesus said, not all who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those that do the will of the Father in heaven.
They have a false savior.
People who claim Jesus. The Bible says, he that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Right.
If they were biblical saints, they would be joining us in preaching the gospel. We're here because we love our neighbors, they're our neighbors, and we love them enough to share the gospel that they need. Just because they're Anabaptists, they're not biblical saints.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way,
everybody needs the gospel.
By the way, this is the fourth year I've been here peacefully. You see me peaceful. Fourth year they've called the police on me. And the police always bless us and say, you're fine. These are supposed to be non-resistant people. They don't want any violence. Yet they call police with guns and billy clubs to come deal with peaceful street preachers. Forgive, they have wicked dead hearts.
Forgive my ignorance. What is Anabaptist? Seriously, I have no
idea. Anabaptist, here, I'll explain it to you real quickly. Thank you for the good question. Can I do it on audio so everybody can hear? So the nice man asked, what is an Anabaptist? Anabaptist means rebaptized. So 500-600 years ago, the Catholics and the evangelicals ruled the known Christian world, and the Anabaptists came out, and they were more biblical than you guys are today by a mile. They went to the Catholics and the evangelicals. They didn't play bocce ball and shuffleboard. They risked their lives to go and tell the Catholics and the evangelicals, you can't be baptized as a baby. You must be baptized as an adult by the gospel. Repent. Come to faith in Christ. So Anabaptized. Anabaptist means they were preaching a rebaptism, like if you were baptized as a baby in a Catholic faith. So that's what Anabaptist means. But the Anabaptists today are a far cry from the Anabaptists of old. Those men risk their lives. You guys risk a little blister from the shuffleboard court or from counting all the money you make in your businesses, but you're not about preaching the gospel. So we go. Maybe there's a sheep. There's young people listening. Their lives will be changed by the gospel for good or for bad. Test yourself to the holy word of God, neighbors. We love you enough to come and tell the truth.
Do you do this every day, all day? Like, is this your main thing, or do you do something else?
This is my ministry. I retired to do this. I fund myself. My brother labors and does ministry in another place for 6 months. Then he's off 6 months free, and he goes and he preaches as well.
What do you do when you're off?
Well, I'm retired. I worked in the business world and all that. My brother does all kinds of labor.
You mean when we're not actively street preaching?
Yeah.
We labor in the word to put out sound doctrines and teachings to help and edify the neighbors and the saints.
Amen.
So do you have like a day job that's not this?
I just told you what he does. I'm retired.
Maybe I missed it.
I'm retired. He works and labors for 6 months hard, does ministry on the weekends, saves up his money, then goes and travels for 6 months, doesn't work, but works in the late ministry.
What's your job when you work for 6 months?
I just work in construction, whatever the Lord has me do.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant, sir.
We don't take money from anyone.
We don't take money. The focus is the gospel. That's why.
Amen.
We're here to preach Christ crucified, the gospel. You need the gospel too. You
yep.
need to repent. You must.
Do you belong to a church system?
I do not.
Okay. You need to belong to Christ.
Follow denominations, yeah. Follow Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Test yourself to the biblical gospel, okay? Thanks for your time. God be praised. All right, so Anabaptist means rebaptizers. They actually risk their lives. They risk their lives to tell people the truth. You guys don't risk your lives for anything but mammon. Oh, wait a minute. You risk your lives on that bus tour. dumb it down here. You could have crashed and you wouldn't have made it to the beach and the ice cream shop. That's a big risk right there. But Christ is worthy to be lifted up and praised. Christ is worthy to be proclaimed. Still waiting for any old man to tell me Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why in the world are you? Jesus said, come out of every false way. Why are you keeping a bunch of false traditions? Yeah, if you don't want the gospel, you're not serious. See, the Spirit of God draws people to the biblical gospel. That's our definition of who's a truth seeker. A truth seeker wants the Word of God. A truth seeker born of God or seeking God wants holiness and hungers and thirsts for righteousness.
Do you believe in hell?
Anabaptists hunger and thirst for mammon and traditions of men.
Do you believe in hell?
You can ask all the questions you want.
I just answered.
There you go. You can ask all the questions you want.
And you're not going to answer because you don't believe in hell.
Really?
Really.
So you just wrongly judged me. So the Anabaptists say not to judge. He just judged me wrongly when my website is full of warnings of hell. Brother, what's the name of my website? Don'tperish.com. Jesus said, repent or perish. I don't believe in hell. Yeah, right. My website in the Word of God teaches all about hell. Another example of false judgment from wicked men. The Bible warns very clearly about hell. Jesus warned more about hell than he talked about describing heaven. And all you Anabaptists should take note, because you're going to be sent to the lake of fire. You're going to be sent to the weeping and gnashing of teeth as you live in your dead man-made religion. Hey, brother, let's walk down here. What will become of you is you ignore the truth of God. What will become of you as you keep man-made traditions? What's going to become of you as you call yourself Amish, Mennonite, when God hates lifting up men over Christ? What's going to become of you when you're not born of the Spirit of God? Let me get this straight. You got time for volleyball, bocce ball, shuffleboard, basketball. What about the truth of God? What about the gospel of God? What about the Word of God? Waiting for any man. None of the old men will bring their Bible. How about you young guys? Do you even have Bibles? Do you even read them? Do you even know them? I'm still waiting for any old man to answer. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Read my wife's sign. Why are you? I got two old white-haired men like me. They have no answer.
I'm a Christian.
You're an Anabaptist. If you were a Christian, you wouldn't call yourself after a man. Mennonite, Amish, whatever. The Bible says not to do that. That's sinful. What's the gospel, sir? How do you find eternal life? Do you have to be in spirit and truth? Yeah, he walked away because he didn't want to talk about the gospel. See, the gospel calls you to truth. But the people here don't live in truth. They live in every false way. They keep man-made religion. A whole bunch of things. Christmas is not of God. It's not biblical. Sunday's not the Lord's day. Naming yourself after Jacob Amon or Menno Simons is sinful and wicked. Being fleshly and playing sports rather than being about the things of God. Jesus did not die, young people, so that you could play in your fleshly sports. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly life. How about this one? Jesus didn't die so you could live on vacation. Jesus never went on vacation. Paul never went on vacation. John the Baptist never went on vacation. They were about five things. The kingdom of God, preaching the gospel, studying the word of God, fellowshipping with true believers, working and sleeping, that's God's order,
And then they took some time to restore in God's creation. They weren't sitting on the beach, riding three-wheel bikes or electric bikes, eating ice cream, coming to play shuffleboard and bocce ball. They weren't doing that. How come? They were guided by the Spirit of God. They were guided by the Word of God. They were guided by the love of God. The love of God tells the truth. And I'm here to tell you, you're all living in a bunch of Anabaptist sin. Your false ways aren't going to save you on Judgment Day. Look at your elders. Your old men playing shuffleboard. They can't even open a Bible. Look at your young people, foolish in frivolity, fleshly when the Bible says to be sober-minded. What a condemnation against a man-made religion, Anabaptist, that goes against the Word of God in so many ways. We have a gospel card that lines it out easily in God's Word for anybody that wants to see why the Anabaptist faith leads you to hell. In God's Word right here. Haven't given out too many. Why? No time for God's Word when you got three-wheel bikes, cool things to ride on, hippie, whippy-dippy motorcycles, playing fleshly volleyball, shuffleboard, and bocce ball. No time for the Word of God. This is the condemnation, that light has come. Christ is the light. But men love their darkness. And they live in sin and wickedness. Lest you repent, you're going to all perish. Jesus said so. Are you willing to lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ? You haven't lost your life as you keep all these false ways. No man can open the Bible and show me why you're an Anabaptist when Jesus was not an Anabaptist. No man can show me Christmas or Easter or Good Friday. Good Friday's a lie. Jesus didn't even die on Friday. He's in the grave 3 days and three nights. He dies Wednesday. He rises Saturday. He is our Sabbath rest. Friday to Sunday is a Roman Catholic lie. All these truths that cut across the false Anabaptist way. But it's loving to come and do this. Because if I leave you in your sin, I don't love you. If I leave you in your false ways, I don't love you. You're not full of spirit and truth.